Hello, good evening.
Yes.
Hello. Yes, sir. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Okay.
Great, sir. Thank you. Well, my first question to you would be, sir, does anybody in your household, a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
All right. Moving on quickly, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, Florida state legislator, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? Are you definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, sir?
Number one.
Oh, definitely. Okay. And with which political party would you say you're registered with, sir? Republican, Democrat, Independent, some other political party?
Republican.
Okay. Republican. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Associate.
I'm sorry?
What?
Yeah. Okay. And what would you say is your main racial background?
Oregon.
All right. And would you say your age is 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
61.
All right. Moving on, sir. We would like to know as well, generally speaking, would you say things in Osceola County are going in the right direction, or you feel they have gotten off on the wrong track?
The wrong track, yeah.
Okay. Well, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, sir, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. I'm just going to ask you about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. I just want you to tell me how you would vote for it. For example, it says the proposal is called Bond Referendum for Acquisition and Management of Environmental Sensitive Recreational and Flood Control Land. The ballot reads, sir, to acquire, preserve, protect, manage, improve, or restore environmentally significant lands, wildlife habitat, land for flood control, and land for trails and passive recreation, shall Osceola County levy an additional 0.12 mil ad valorem tax and issue bonds payable therefrom in one or more series with an aggregate principal amount not exceeding $70 million, excluding previously authorized indebtedness, maturing not later than 20 years from issuance, bearing interest not exceeding the maximum legal rate. Well,
yeah.
If the election were held today, sir, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal, or would you vote no against this proposal?
Yes. I would say yes.
Yes, in favor. No problem, sir. Moving on quickly. Would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor, sir?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Would you say definitely you're voting yes or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes, in favor.
All right. Would you say you're definitely voting yes or you're probably voting yes?
Yes.
All right. Well, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowner $40 per year for the next 20 years, would you still vote yes in favor of this proposal, or would you vote no against this proposal?
No.
Okay, so you're going to vote, would you say definitely vote no against it, or probably vote no against it?
No against it.
Oh, which one, sir? Definitely no, or probably no?
Definitely no.
All right. Moving on quickly, sir. Thank you for your responses. As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $70 million to conserve environmentally sensitive lands and cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $40 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion, sir? The first one says, I prefer this proposal to raise more money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $100 million, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $57 per year, or I prefer this proposal raise less money to conserve environmental sensitive lands, about $40 million, which could cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $23 per year, or I am fine with the current proposal, which could cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $40 per year, or I oppose the proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to conserve environmental sensitive lands. Which one goes more with you, sir? The first, second, third, or fourth?
Fourth.
The fourth, no problem. Moving on quickly, sir. From the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Osceola County focus on most to help you and your family? For example, sir, I have protecting water quality and water supplies, improving public education and local schools, reducing traffic and congestion, controlling growth and development, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, dealing with inflation and high cost of living, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, reducing property insurance tax, improving the economy and creating jobs, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat. Any of those that you would go ahead and choose?
Do I have social security?
I'm sorry?
Increase the social security.
Oh, you said social security? Well, it doesn't say social security, sir. It just says protecting water quality, improving public education, reducing traffic and congestion, controlling growth and development, holding the line on property taxes, dealing with inflation and high cost of living, fighting crime. And that one, okay. I also, good, no problem, sir. Do you think Osceola County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Okay. If approved by voters, sir, this proposal would authorize the Osceola Board of County Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on conserving environmentally sensitive lands. Knowing this, sir, would you say you trust or do not trust the Osceola County Board of County Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely, sir? Would you say you trust or do not trust them?
I don't trust them.
You don't trust them? Would you say probably you do not trust or definitely you do not trust?
No. I do trust.
Oh, you do trust? I'm sorry. Would you say then that you definitely trust or you probably trust?
Definitely trust.
Okay, moving on, sir. Well, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. I just want you to tell me if you approve or disapprove of the following ways to spend this money. For example, the first one says to provide land for trails and passive recreation. Do you approve or disapprove of that?
Approve, I guess.
Okay, would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
All right, what about this one? To acquire and manage environmentally sensitive land, would you approve or disapprove of this?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about this one? To protect the Florida Wildlife Corridor, do you approve or disapprove of this?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
To protect open space from overdevelopment, do you approve or disapprove of this?
Approve. Strongly.
Strongly, okay. What about this one? To protect drinking water sources, do you approve or disapprove of this?
Approve. Strongly approve.
Okay. To preserve natural areas, do you approve or disapprove of this?
Approve. Strongly.
Okay. To provide natural flood water storage to help reducing flooding, would you approve or disapprove of this?
Yeah, you approve.
Strongly or somewhat, sir?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Approve.
Oh, okay. And to protect wildlife habitat, would you approve or disapprove of this?
Approve strongly.
All right, moving on quickly, sir. Thank you for your responses. Well, we will now be giving a few statements about this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. After each statement, I want you to tell me if it would make you more likely or less likely to support the program, and tell me if it makes no difference as well. For example, the first one says, the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Does this make you more likely or less likely to support the program?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
I'm sorry.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
I got a call.
I can wait for you, sir. It'll be very quick.
All right.
Okay, I can wait for you.
Hello? Hello? Who's this?
Shit, 54%. Mm.